Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last weekend was the Minnesota Cup. What kind of an experience going to a midseason tournament like that? What did that give your team? What kind of experience?
You know, it was an opportunity to focus, to really hone in on trying to win a championship, and give the group a tremendous amount of credit because, you know, they had, almost 2.5 weeks off, and weren't able to get back till Tuesday because of some inclement weather on Monday, but had four really good skates, and I thought we actually played pretty good hockey. Saturday was a little bit, I thought we had a great start. I think shots were 10-1 in the first period, but we didn't get anything in the net. That was unfortunately, kind of a precursor what was going to happen the rest of the weekend. But I liked the way we played. We found a way to win on Saturday, and then I thought we just had a tremendous effort on Sunday. I think it was maybe the best game we played all year, just in terms of how we want to play and how well we played in our end, how well we did in the neutral zone, the opportunities we created offensively. Again, you couldn't ask for anything more. But the one thing you can never control is the opposing goaltender, and they have an outstanding goal, and she was the difference Sunday for Duluth.
Your team's also been road warriors. Five of the last six series have been on the road. Two long road trips in there out east. What does a grind like that do on a team as far as physical, mental kind of state of mind?
Yeah, it is a grind, and it's we do our best to try to give them breaks. I think throughout that entire stretch, we took Mondays off, and in terms of practicing, just trying to keep their legs fresh. But again, I give the group credit because they were focused, and they took each series very, very seriously, and I liked how every time the puck dropped, they were focused and locked in, and that was the reason we were able to string together those nine consecutive wins, is because they did that, and I think that certainly helped. Winning hockey certainly helps in terms of keeping everybody's frame of mind positive and upbeat and having fun. But this group has always been able to have fun regardless of what's going on the ice. And that's, I give them a lot of credit. They came in here on Tuesday after the tournament. And just the enthusiasm and the energy in this room was great. And it's one of the reasons why I enjoy coaching this team so much.
You're back home here at the Sanford Center this weekend. School doesn't resume until Monday. It's just hockey. How does that benefit your team?
Well, it's all they have to focus on. There's no school, there's no exams, there's no papers, there's nothing. All they have to do is focus on the game. And we've been going in the mornings, not too early. 10 o'clock, and that gets them up and moving. And they have the rest of the day to do what they like. And it's they kind of enjoy it. I tease them. I said, this is the life of a pro hockey player. But at the same time, I think they're looking forward to getting back again in the school, getting their fellow students back. It's just the vibe of being on campus, I think, is one of the great things about being a college hockey player, and I think they're looking forward to that again.
This weekend, you take on the number one team in the country. This will be game number 5 and 6 of the year against the number one team in the country. But playing better teams makes your team better. Isn't that the truth?
Oh, absolutely. Our team, gets up to play these, looks forward to playing these games, and they know that they have to be at their, that we as a group know we have to be at our best, we'll learn something about ourselves after this weekend, and it's all about getting better and pointing towards the end of the year where we want to be playing our best hockey. So we know it's a great challenge, but like I told them, it's a tremendous opportunity, and that's how you have to look at it.
Well, your team was only one of three teams that beat the defending national champs, Wisconsin Badgers. Looking back on last year, you beat them 2-1 here at the Sanford Center. Jack Casa and Lydia Passold were your scorers, and Lauren Bench was between the pipes. How much does that benefit that they have that experience?
Tremendous. Those are experiences they can look back on. And, it's a different year, obviously different teams. To be honest with you, I really like the way we're playing right now as compared to last year when we played them. I think it was more going into February. But again, they're just a really, really good team with tremendous individual players that have tremendous talent. But they play very structured, and they're just very well coached. So it's a type of game where you got to really, really take good care of the puck. You got to limit your mistakes and limit their chances as best you can. And like I said the other night, got to get great goaltending, and we get opportunities. We got to bear down and put it in the net.
Scouting the Badgers, are they a better team this year than they were a year ago when you played them?
You know, it's tough to say. Offensively, they might be a little bit better just because Darryl Watts is on their squad. She's leading the country in scoring, has 50 points or over 50 points, which is incredible. And she's playing on a line with Abby Rock and Sophie Shirley, who are two outstanding players. So I'd be hard-pressed to find a better line anywhere in the country. They are a little younger on the blue line. And they, you know, last year they had some outstanding senior leadership, and it was, you know, they made it really, really hard to, A, get pucks to the net, too, and very rarely would you get a second chance. So giving up a few more goals this year than they did last year at this time. But I'm not going to say it's a weakness because they got some great players back there. But again, that just not as experienced. And so sometimes the less experienced players sometimes make mistakes. So again, if we can force them into mistakes, we have to capitalize on those opportunities.
What's it going to take? What does your team need to do here to get a win?
I think two areas you got to look at. One is winning battles. If we can win the majority of the puck battles along the boards and battles in front of the net and the corners, that's going to go a long way towards giving us an opportunity. And then the other area is puck management. You know, we need to take really good care of the puck. If we're turning the puck over to them at either blue line or the neutral zone, we're asking for trouble. So those are the two things I think that are really, really important. Obviously, the other zones, we know what we have to do and how we have to play, but I think those are two areas that we have to be really good at.
Coach, good luck. Go get that win.
Thanks, Kelly.